KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Doug Davis, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. GOP presidential candidate and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is responding to comments from former President Obama. In an op-ed published by the Daily Mail, Haley wrote that Obama criticized her for saying America isn't racist. The former president mentioned Haley during a CNN podcast when he was asked about comments regarding race from Senator Tim Scott. The Supreme Court has yet to hand down rulings on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan relief plan. The Supreme Court is reviewing two cases to determine if colleges are able to use race in admission decisions. A study says dark, dusty gray interiors can add $2,500 to the value price of homes. Zillow surveyed more than 4,000 prospective home buyers across the U.S. and asked them their color preferences. Charcoal gray scored the highest in the study. And that is the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the Accident Guys to speak with a real expert attorney for a free consultation.
KBLA Talk 1580 is dedicated to empowering our communities by providing progressive talk radio for our audience. We strive to be an intersectional voice for the voiceless. As a Black-owned and operated station, we are committed to highlighting diverse perspectives and creating safe spaces for meaningful dialogue. We believe that everyone has something unique to bring to these political, economic, social, and cultural conversations. And we don't shy away from the hard conversations about current events. We endeavor to be a beacon of hope and understanding while boldly challenging listeners to think more deeply about difficult topics that impact us all. With this in mind, our mission statement at KBLA Talk 1580 is simple: to create an inclusive platform that promotes civil discourse through honest dialogue and encourages personal growth among our listeners so they can become the active agents of change. Our vision is to establish ourselves as the premier radio network with relevant programming across the beloved community, connecting people through shared experiences and collective power for lasting impact beyond these challenging times.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family, the urban family? Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. Yes, we're that show that talks about those subjects that don't get quite talked about enough at home. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, what we do is bring attention to it and provide resources and answers to all your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure when you get up early on a Saturday morning, you catch that worm of wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. We always give you a word for the week, and our word for the week comes from a man that I truly admire. He's at the top of my list in most categories, socially and politically and spiritually. He was known by the name of Malcolm X. And Malcolm says this. He says, "There is no better teacher than adversity. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time." Brother Malcolm, thank you for that one. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580. So I want you to make sure that you tell all your friends and family to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. You know, the month of June, we celebrate a lot of things. We celebrate our music. we honor our fatherhood. Last week, we celebrated Juneteenth, and we also celebrated the anniversary of the first black-owned talk station west of the Mississippi, KBLA Talk 1580. And this past week, our president and owner was honored by Talkers Magazine. He was one of the top 100 talk show hosts in this country. Now, you know, if this award had been given on talent, he would have been in the top 10, if not on the top. But they had him at number 45. And at first, there was a reaction, they should have gave the brother a higher ranking. And we all know he deserves to be on number one on that list. But I looked at it this way. Considering that this is only the second year of this version of the Tavis Finley Show, I took it as a great honor that they had him on that list in the position that they did. And my comment to everybody was, until now, the number 45 had a negative connotation in our community. But now it has a positive one. Spiritually, 45 represents preservation, the activity or process of keeping something valued alive, intact, and free from damage or decay. KBLA Talk 1580 is keeping the voices of our community valued, alive, intact, and along the way, we're going to help keep it free from the damage and decay that it has endured over the years. So we want to thank all of you for your support in those efforts of KBLA Talk 1580. We here at Urban Family Focus are doing our part to open up and get people to talk about the personal things that impact their lives. This morning, I had planned to talk to you about the devastation that fentanyl is causing in our community. But as things would happen, the person that was assigned to be on that show with me can't make it. And so at the last minute, I had to shift gears. So what are we going to talk about this morning? My producer extraordinaire, Loretta Shelby, she told me when we first started this journey, she said, one day this is going to happen. Somebody's not going to show up. So this is what we're going to do today. We're going to have a conversation about Reverend Gerald, the life that Reverend Gerald has lived. Some of you know me, some of you don't know me, some of you know me well. But I'm entitling this show, Conversations in the Shower. Why? Because that's where I talk to myself, and that's where I answer myself. That's where I discuss all the problems of society and my own personal problems. So we're going to cover some historical content and some current events. So this morning, you're going to get to know Reverend Gerald a little better. You're going to learn something about his upbringing, life experiences, his viewpoints, what motivates him, and what's important to him. The thing that I value most are my relationships, this human experience. So you won't be listening to me talking to myself in the shower. I'm encouraging all of you to pick up that phone and call 800-920-1580. And particularly those who played a role in my journey from the neighborhood at 715 East 90th Street, where they called me everything like J Hook, Musclehead, Mr. Wizard. In my journey from those days to being Minister Gerald, life coach, addiction counselor, and most importantly, host of Urban Family Focus. You know, I said relationships are what's key to me. And one of the relationships that stands out in my life, and what we're going to talk about today in reality, is how important relationships are to all of us. We can't do any of this by ourselves. Without relationships, none of us would be where we are today, and without relationships, none of us will reach the goals that we aspire. One of my relationships was a young lady named Pat Tobin. Pat Tobin was the best connector to walk this planet, and she did everything for everybody, and she did it well. She put people together. She ran events. She did everything she could to make this community the best it could be. And one of the things that I contribute to her is actually something I put together for her. And her saying and what she represented was this: what you know gives you confidence. Who you know gives you access. And who knows you gives you the power to succeed. So this morning we're going to dive into the importance of relationships, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, and we're going to talk to some folk who know me well. My producer, Loretta Shelby, is going to be on the line. Are you with me already, Loretta? Nope, Loretta's not here, but she's coming. So we're going to get into our conversation in the shower, talking about relationships and how important they are to each and every one of us when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Another exciting event hosted by Malik Books, Saturday, June 24th at 2 p.m., Westfield Culver City Mall. Next up, the newly published author Aisha Harris, co-host and critic for the hit NPR podcast, Pop Culture Happy Hour. Hot off the press, wannabe reckonings with pop culture that shapes me by Aisha Harris. Join us for discussion and book signing, moderated by Erica Kendrick, Saturday, June 24th at 2 p.m., Malik Books at Westfield Culver City Mall. Wannabe is part memoir, part critical exercise, a blend of personal experiences growing up and consuming pop culture with a thoughtful examination of issues and conundrums audiences face every day. Interracial friendships, obsessive fandom, nostalgia, and intergenerational trauma. See you at the next book signing at Malik Books. That's MalikBooks.com again. MalikBooks.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, AutoZone is here to help.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What if I need a new one?
We have the right batteries right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone.
And what if I don't know how to connect it?
No problem. We have a how-to for you at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation in the shower this morning. As I told you when we came on, that's the place where I talk to myself a lot. I answer myself a lot. I solve all the problems of the world, just me in the shower. But that conversation is based on what I told you earlier was the most important thing in my life, which are relationships. And we're going to talk a little bit about where I came from and why I chose this path, and more importantly, how this path chose me. You know, I grew up in what we consider to be Los Angeles, and in a single family home for the most part. My parents were divorced, and it was mainly me and my older sister, Glenda, in the house. And Mom did, you know, good job raising us, clean clothes, good food, you know, so I can't say that I had a bad childhood in any way, because we always had everything that we needed. My dad was one of those guys who stayed in the picture, came around, you know, he would be referred to by most as a Disneyland dad, because whenever he showed up, you know, we were going to Knoxbury Farm, Pacific Ocean Park, or downtown to watch a Hercules or Elvis Presley movie and go to Clifton's afterwards. So, you know, that was a good time in my life. Although my mom, you know, she chastised us a little bit. You know, I would get in trouble. She'd sometime walk in the bathroom, kick the door open. I'd be playing with my little toys in the tub. I'm 7, 8 years old, and she snatched me up with one hand, a peach tree switch in the other, and started letting me have it for something I did a week ago. And as I got older and matured, I looked back at that experience, and I said, wow. I said, I wonder why was she whooping me for something I did a week ago? And it dawned on me that she may not have been whooping me at all. She may have been whooping my daddy, who wasn't there. You know, these kinds of things you don't think about when you're a little kid. When you get older and you reflect back, you do. But we, aside from being disciplined, we had a great childhood. And I was like most young kids in the neighborhood, thought I was going to be a professional athlete. And when that didn't happen, I said, well, maybe I'll teach school. And when that didn't happen, I found myself not knowing what to do. But I had a good example in my life. I had an older sister who had graduated from high school. And first she said, oh, I'm going to get a job. You know, and she got a job working, I think it was Waste King. And something encouraged her to decide to go to college. So she checked into Southwest College. And the next thing I knew, she was getting straight A's and had a full ride to USC. So she showed me early in life that when you put your mind to something and you decide you want to do something, you can do it. And she was one of my biggest influencers, and she still is one of my biggest influencers. She's a pastor as well, and has a church here in Los Angeles. And so before I go a little further into some of the things that we've done, I want to bring my dear sister Glenda on the line so she can give you a little insight into just how mischievous and how terrible of a kid I really was. Glenda, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning, Gerald.
So, give the people an idea of what you faced growing up dealing with this brother.
Well, I think the biggest thing I was challenged with you is why you wanted to beat me up. I was older, I was taller, and, you know, I was quite quiet. And I don't know, you always would try to do that, and I would try to take you out of your misery.
Yes, you did.
But
yes,
finally,
did.
We had our last little battle, and you finally stopped. I think you stopped when you moved to live with my dad,
mm-hmm.
our dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, you know, young men challenge big sister.
Yeah.
That's what I noticed. That was the biggest question in my mind, was why was my little brother always trying to have the beat me up? That's really what it was.
Well, you know, that was I remembered a little differently, but you know, the thing I want you to touch on this morning, though, is although we're talking about how I grew up, it's how we grew up, and your journey is what impresses me. What you achieved academically, what you've done in the ministry, and, you know, just how you moved through life and life's challenges and come out the way you have, and constantly in honor and praise of doing the things that you do. So if you could say something to people out there who've gone through stuff and are facing challenges, what would you give them? Give them that one nugget before I let you go that'll get them through.
My faith in God was very deep. I started getting into the Word of God very young. And I related to the promises of God that if you would keep his commandments, you can ask what you want. Ask through Christ, ask what you want, and the Father would give it to you. And I believe God. I believe the Word of God. And one day I was driving, like you said, I went to Waste King. And Waste King, I started getting promoted to different jobs, and I was seeking what I wanted to do in life. And there was a buyer there, and that buyer said he got a degree in business. So that was the reason why I went back to Southwest College, because I just wanted to get my confidence back that I could do what I desired to do. And that was the start of it. And so when I drove around USC one day and I said, Lord, I want that school. I for some reason, I wanted it. It was a beautiful Ivy League school, and I drive around there all the time. And so I made the steps to make it happen. In other words, when I was at Southwest, I found out that, you know, you have to take the SAT, and I think it was the last day to take it, to sign up for it, that I did, and I took the test, just made the steps, and then I enrolled in USC, and I realized I didn't have the money, and I went to the bank, and I told them I was going to this school, and the steps of faith in what you want move toward it. Yeah. And next thing I know, I graduated. Well, it was steps.
Glenda, that's really what I wanted you to share, is just that faith that you have, because I know that was the key to your success. And I wanted everybody else who's listening, because we on this show, we try to give people little nuggets to help them move forward in their lives. And the nugget that you gave them is have faith in God and persevere and stay true to your cause, and things will work your way. Yeah. And you went from USC and got a master's at Pepperdine and a doctorate in theology. And I just want you to know, baby brother was not trying to beat you up. I was actually trying to defend myself, but I love you anyway. And thank you for being with me this morning on Urban Family Focus.
You're welcome.
All right. So that was Big Sister, and she's an honest person, and she's forthright, but I remember it a little different. I remember being the one getting beat down, but but we're going to continue to talk. And speaking of childhood, you know, I have, as you know, I'm now a minister, and I have a childhood friend who was very instrumental in me moving in that direction. We did a lot of things together, known each other since early elementary school, and we were very militant growing up, both of us. We grew up during that Black Power generation, and we wore the green jacket of us. We wore the black jacket of Black Panthers. You know, we were about as militant as they come, and we went from being ultra militant to ultra spiritual. And that brother is on the line right now, Dr. Larry Coco Welton. Dr. Coco, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning, Minister Gerald.
You know, so, you know, part of my journey, the encapsulation of my journey, is the ministry, and you know the role that you played. I remember I was going through some things. I had a successful sales career at the time, which I'll touch on a little later, but I'd gone through a divorce, and you know, I was looking around. I'm like, wait a minute, brother, this is not where you should be. You know, there must be some things that you don't know. And even though my mom grew up in a traditional Baptist situation and loved church, still love church to this day, you know, sold the most candy and was in a Tom Thumb wedding and the whole nine. And I'd been away from the church for a while. And you came to me one day and you said, man, you ought to come go to this church with me. And I said, nah, I ain't got time, brother. I'm trying to make some ends out here and get my life back on track and get some money in my pocket. And then one day you said to me, you said, man, you need to come go with me, man. It's a whole bunch of pretty women at this church. And needless to say, you and I were in the balcony at Founders shortly thereafter. So we got about 5 minutes here before I got to take us forward. So tell us how you ended up there and how our journey started on this spiritual path.
Well, first, let me congratulate Mr. Smiley for his recognition, well-deserved. I remember the fact that in the evolution of both our journeys, we were seeking. We never were not seeking. We've always looked for something. We may not have always known what it was, but it was inside somewhere. And the teachings that Dr. William H.D. Hornaday at that time was lecturing about, it was a natural progression, in my view, from the setback that we experienced in the 60s, both the civil and the revolutionary rights movement. After it was set back by the repressive machine of the United States, it was just bewilderment. What do we do now? And I think that the teachings of science of mind, not Scientology, not Christian science, the idea of an affirmative philosophy, that is to say that it is our consciousness that guides us. And in order for things to change, our thoughts and feelings must change. Where we focus them becomes our reality. It was a natural progression for you and I to seek out something that would provide answers. And indeed, that teaching provided answers. You are a stark example of what can happen for young men and women who come from the experiences that you and I grew up in. Once you have an understanding of the principles of consciousness, which everywhere present, always in action for everyone, and you grasp that firmly. I remember you taking the practitioner courses. You were at least a year or two in front of me. Mm-hmm. And upon completion, let's just fast forward to this very moment. Look at you now. Mm-hmm. So that's how I would respond to your question.
Well, you're right. And I remember when I started my practitioner classes, and again, having grown up in Miracle Baptist and New Hope Baptist, I had a lot of people, you know, speak to me because they didn't really know what that teaching was all about. So they assumed it was something contrary to what we had been raised under. And I remember sitting in the balcony and I remember hearing Dr. Hornaday say, you know, take what I'm giving you and go back to the church that you came from and see if it doesn't give you a better understanding of Scripture. And a lot of people, you know, thought that, you know, Jesus wasn't included in that mix. And as you and I know, that almost a third of what we studied was about the life of Jesus Christ. So it actually did give me that. It gave me a greater understanding of Scripture. And that's why today I identify myself as a Jesus-loving, Bible-teaching, New Thought preacher. So that's where we are today. And it was because of your invitation, not just to Founders, but your invitation when you did continue to persist and become a minister yourself, you decided to start your own worship experience, the Moriah Institute of Creative Intelligence. And that's where I started speaking. That was the first place that I was able to speak. And that was because of you and your teachings and your leadership. And I appreciate you for that. You and Dr. Maisha Hazard helped me greatly in my growth as a minister. And again, I don't have a dogma or creed to give anybody. I believe your religion is how you live, not what you call yourself. And you talked about these United States of America, and not just here, but in, if you look at the entire world, a lot of the wars and a lot of the atrocities that we face throughout history is because of a difference of opinion as to whose religion should be running things. And I had a show called on the radio a couple of years ago, back in 2016, actually, which we talked about the universal Christ presence and how what religions had in common versus their differences. And if we could all just come together and honor wherever, whatever feeling or whatever attitude that we have about the deity, and let people do that and embrace them as who they are and not be so concerned as what they are, I think this world would be a better place. So, Dr. Coco, don't go anywhere. I got a couple more bullets I want to go over with you when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Doug Davis, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. GOP presidential candidate and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is responding to comments from former President Obama. In an op-ed published by the Daily Mail, Haley wrote that Obama criticized her for saying America isn't racist. The former president mentioned Haley during a CNN podcast when he was asked about comments regarding race from Senator Tim Scott. The Supreme Court has yet to hand down rulings on cases involving affirmative action and President Biden's student loan relief plan. The Supreme Court is reviewing two cases to determine if colleges are able to use race in admission decisions. A study says dark, dusty gray interiors can add $2,500 to the value price of homes. Zillow surveyed more than 4,000 prospective home buyers across the U.S. and asked them their color preferences. Charcoal gray scored the highest in the study. And that is the latest. I'm Doug Davis from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Need an accident attorney by your side? All you got to do is call the Accident Guys.
Injured in a car accident or at work? Call the Accident Guys to speak with a real expert attorney for a free consultation.
It's our anniversary.
Every weekday during the month of June, we're giving away gear from the KBLA.store to say thank you for your support of KBLA Talk 1580 as we celebrate our second anniversary. Each weekday, a different host will be giving away fresh merch to one lucky caller. All you have to do is keep it locked to KBLA Talk 1580 throughout the day, and our host will tell you when to dial in and when. It's our way of showing appreciation to you for helping make KBLA Talk 1580 the most trusted, credible, and reliable source of information for listeners just like you. Here's hoping you'll be one of our lucky winners. But you can always head over to the KBLA.store anytime for the best in KBLA Talk 1580 gear for yourself and great gift ideas. Now, celebrating 2 years of being your go-to, we're KBLA Talk 1580, and we've got your black.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BOB Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. South Central Youth Empowered Through Action is the youth component of the impactful CBO, known as the Community Coalition. South Central Youth Empowered Through Action has chapters at almost every South LA high school. Say Yeah, as they are properly known, is located at 80th and Vermont, but serves young people all over South LA. Under the COCO umbrella, they train youth organizers, help underserved scholars prepare for college, and work with students to help them gain admission to top universities. South Central Youth Empowered Through Action fosters teen activism, where young people have led campaigns moving tens of millions of dollars to South LA schools and forcing officials to make AP classes available to students in under-resourced institutions. SCEF scholars have taken part in the March on Washington, been published in major news outlets, and been elected to city council. Long before she was mayor, Karen Bass started the program when she founded the Community Coalition. To donate, volunteer, or enroll a student in South Central Youth Empowered Through Action, please visit cocsouthla.org. cocsouthla.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Tyrone celebrating the 75th anniversary of Black Radio, and June is Black Music Month. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble.
Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine? Not much longer would you be mine. Don't you know that I heard it through the grapevine?
From their first big hit in 1967, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, I always did love me some Gladys Knight and the Pips. They were a superior singing group.
He's leaving.
Grammy-winning single, Love Overboard. Let's widen all views to the resilience, joy, beauty, and vastness of the Black experience. Learn more at pg.com/widen the screen.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation in the shower, which is where I talk to myself all the time and answer all the questions of the world. But we're going to be talking to some folk who know me a little bit as I attempt to share just a little bit more about myself this morning. And we're before we went forward, we were talking to Dr. Coco Welton, who gave us a little insight on how I got to where I am or began my spiritual journey with him in our childhood. And Dr. Coco, I only have a couple of minutes left with you, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about, since this is about relationships, I know you have some pointed views about our relationships as Black folks with ourselves. And give me the 2-minute elevator version of your view on that, because I think it's something that our listeners need to hear.
Herein is the law. It is done unto you as you believe. Let us characterize that. Every being, past, present, and future, is bound to the law. And the law is this: each person is living their idea of themselves. You're living the idea of yourself. Whether this person is on the street or whether they are in the executive suites, they are experiencing the manifestation of their current idea of themselves. To change the outer circumstance, one must undergo the rigors of changing their current idea of themselves. With respect to the people who are melanated in North America, one of the characteristic traits that is in dire need for them, self-accountability. It doesn't matter what anyone does or does not do in their behalf. That in reality is irrelevant. It is what they are willing to do for themselves. Discount, remove, and ill consider asking anyone to do anything. Do it for yourself. That way, you take control of your own destiny.
Sounds like a little Malcolm X in there, from my brother. And I appreciate those words, and I appreciate you calling in. Known you since we were 4 or 5 years old, and you've been a big influence in my life, and I just appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning on Urban Family Focus. Want to move forward. We don't have a lot of time. This hour goes by really quickly, but unlike my sister, I didn't have the discipline to move through the college experience and complete it. So I found myself, 23 years old. And, we grew up, when I say militant, I was very militant growing up. The white man was the devil and da-da-da-da-da. You name it, I said it and believed it. But I was so desperate for employment at one point in my life, I almost became a sheriff. if you can believe that, because it was a good job, you know. But ultimately, I ended up going into sales, and my family owned some liquor stores, and I ended up going into liquor sales and made a good living doing that. And when I started studying to be a minister, my consciousness was shifting. Not that I'm a snob. I still enjoy a nice glass of Cabernet, y'all. But I didn't want to continue to sell liquor. I wanted to sell something else, and I wanted to get into media. And I had no, you know, heard that TV salespeople made this big money and so forth. And that was my focus. And in my quest to get into media, I met a young lady named Debbie Soden. And Debbie had an organization called the Black Media Network. And that network still exists to this day in certain forms. But she invited me to some meetings and took me under her wing and introduced me to some people in the industry. And to make a long story short, she introduced me to this guy named Bob Williams, who had an agency, and I ended up working at his advertising agency part-time while I was still selling. And then it got good to me, and I went into it full-time and ultimately got jobs at radio stations and ended up working with Willie Davis, who's a former Green Bay Packer on KCE back in the day, and then got an opportunity to work at Kiss FM when Rick Dees was a 10 share, the biggest thing in the world. And we were selling spots over $1,000 a holler. And moved on to K-Earth 101 and spent my last 13 years there in management. And it was really a great experience for me. But if it hadn't been for relationships, if it hadn't been for this organization and this lady, me and a lot of blacks at that time would not have had the opportunity to get into media. I want to welcome to Urban Family Focus Ms. Debbie Soden.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I'm here.
Yeah, you're here.
Good morning, Jerry.
Thank you. I just you were an important piece of this puzzle for me, and I just I'm glad that you're here with us today. So, Debbie, I'm running. This show goes so quickly, but give us a few minutes on why you started the Black Media Network, you and Valerie back in the day, and some of the success stories that you've witnessed and why you're so passionate about helping young black folks get into media.
Well, you know, my story may not be the conventional story, but, you know, everybody has their story. Mm-hmm. I'm from New York. I was very, very lucky, very young, get into the advertising industry through an advertising agency, but mainly, I want you to know, I had mentors in the 60s and the 70s. There were no black people in the industry to emulate or to follow, but I was very blessed all my career. Jewish people have opened doors for me. I don't know why, mm-hmm. but every place along the way, somebody right in my midst, for whatever reason, saw something in me and opened doors, and that lasted with me. And when I was in a position where I could breathe, you know, I was making good money and I my needs were met, I realized there weren't enough black people around me because there weren't any people opening doors. Just put your foot in the door was my attitude. Let somebody in. So the Black Media Network was just an idea that became reality. And yes, we were able to, all of us who were in the industry at that time, black people were collecting ourselves and creating a way to open doors. And when I met you, Gerald, at Hampton's Restaurant in Hollywood, I knew you were going to be very successful because I heard from inside of you who you really were. And most interesting, I had been going to Founders, didn't ever mention it. We had this long conversation. It wasn't until our third conversation that we found out that was what we had in common, but that's what we heard and connected with each other. So worthy people like yourself are still moving forward and helping and blessing people. And people that we started out with, I want to say, the Black Media Network, those interns are still in the industry. Now they're industry leaders opening doors for people. And Jamie Young, who's with KTWV-FM, restarted the Black Media Network 20 years later. Now it's the Black Media Collective, and they're opening doors. And if any of your listeners have college students who are interested in getting in the industry, I hope they call in and tell you about it, and you forward those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, Debbie, you were important part of my career, and you, along the way we've become dear friends, and you even helped me achieve one of my goals in ministry, was to speak in a church of every denomination. And I've spoken in, you know, most Christian denomination churches. I've spoken in a lot of New Thought churches. I've spoken in Catholic churches. And you gave me an opportunity to speak, believe it or not, in a Mormon church, because your mom, we did your mom's service at a Mormon church. And I'll never forget, after the service was over, they took me in the back and locked the doors. They were trying to recruit me, because I guess the Mormons were trying to recruit black ministers back in the day.
Oh, they fell in love with
you. Yeah, they loaded me up with material to take home and everything. But so I appreciate you for helping me achieve that goal. And I'm still, still a goal of mine to speak in churches of every denomination.
Mother Strayhawk to the Mormons.
Yeah.
But they taught us a lot.
Yeah. So I appreciate you, Debbie, and thank you for being on with us. And I appreciate all you did for my career and all you do and have done for a lot of folks' career here in Los Angeles who wanted to go into media. We're going to continue to talk a little bit about some relationships that have helped me and that how relationships can help you when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KVLA Talk 1580.
Tina Turner's hometown to build a statue in her honor. Maisha Cairo here with your K Black Minute News. On May 24, news spread of the death of the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, who died at 83 years old. Turner's representatives say she died of natural causes after long illness. The mayor of Tina's hometown has since revealed plans to build a statue in honor of Turner. Bill Rawls Jr., mayor of Brownsville, reveals his hope to have the sculpture placed in Heritage Park near the high school Tina attended as a teenager. She was born in the same town in 1939. Rest in peace to the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner. I'm Aisha Cairo for KBLA Talk 1580, and that's your K-Black Minute News.
Are you looking to steer your career in a new direction? Driving for Culver City Bus can be your ticket to a long-lasting career with excellent benefits and paid training. Culver City Bus is looking for customer service and safety-minded bus operators to join the growing team. Culver City Bus offers on-the-job training starting at $19.10 per hour, uniform allowance, and health benefits. Culver City Bus is a great employer. Let Culver City Bus connect you with an essential service job. If you enjoy driving, seek real opportunities for career advancement, and passionate about making a difference in the community, then you are invited to join the Culver City Bus team. Start your journey today by submitting an application at culvercity.org/job. For more info, visit culvercitybus.com or call live customer service operators at 310-253-6500.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, AutoZone is here to help.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
What if I need a new one?
We have the right batteries right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone.
And what if I don't know how to connect it?
No problem. We have a how-to for you at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours.
Spilled your milkshake? Quick, the quicker picker upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to your milkshake.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than your
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
This is KBLA Talk 1580, where hate meets a scholarly match.
Hey.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having conversations in the shower with myself and with you. We're talking about sharing a little bit about my life, my experiences. And at the same time, we're using that to demonstrate how important relationships are and how relationships can move you forward and get you through. We were talking to a good friend of mine, Debbie Soden, before we came forward. And I want to, I see the board lighting up here. So I want to kind of move things forward a little bit. And one of the things that happened at the end of my work career, as I ended my work career, I should say, I started to focus more on my ministerial goals and the things that I really wanted to do in helping other people. And after my experience at Founders and the Marian Institute of Creative Intelligence and being mentored by O.C. Smith over at City of Angels, and then filling in for him after he passed, I got an opportunity to be introduced to a gentleman named Dr. Ronnie Jones, who had a church right here in Leimert Park, L.A. Third Church for Spiritual Living, and went to hear Dr. Ronnie, and Dr. Ronnie wasn't there. His assistant, Reverend Lisa, was speaking, and I was so impressed with her. I made that my new church home, and after spending some little bit of time there, Dr. Ronnie saw fit to bring me on the staff, ministerial staff, but he also put me in charge of the nonprofit arm of LA Third Church with his Parkside EDC, and that's I'm really proud of the work that Parkside does. We give away over $20,000 in scholarships annually to kids in our community. We have a financial literacy program where we teach them and their families, and we also have an extension of that program in our partnership with the Urban League with BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program. So I want to start out. I see I have Dr. Ronnie and Reverend Lisa on the line, and I'm we got 2 minutes each, so I want to start out with Dr. Ronnie because he's the one that put me in the position to be the CEO and chairman of the board of Parkside, and I'd like to get his view on how our relationship started and why it's the way it is today. Dr. Ronnie Jones, welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Well, good morning, Reverend Jerome. Thank you. So happy to be here with you today.
So give us your elevator 2-minute version of why you started Parkside EDC and why you thought I was capable of taking it to the next level.
Well, economic development corporations were very important to the lifeblood of every community, and most especially our community. And there was a period in time when during the administration of President Bush, where they were going to eliminate a lot of the social programming that the government was providing, and they wanted faith-based organizations to sort of fill the void. So we saw that as an opportunity, one, to start our own economic development corporation, and especially in the Leimert community. Here we were in the creative center of the Black community, and we felt that we needed to do something beyond the walls of our church. So we wanted to get involved with the social as well as the economic involvement of that community. And so we launched Parkside. Our long-term vision, of course, was doing things like the creation of affordable housing and the creation of a community center. And then the shorter-term vision was to do things like scholarships and financial literacy, et cetera. And we were blessed, of course, as I was nearing the end of my tenure as the CEO of Parkside, that you appeared, and that was indeed a blessing.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Dr. Ronnie. It's not taken lightly, and I'm in the process now of trying to get some young blood in there so we can get to those long-term goals of yours. So real quickly, I only have about a minute or two left, but Reverend Lisa, I know you're on the line, so I want to give you, and I know we're going to be talking to you a little later in the year, but I want you to talking about relationships and how you and I have connected and helping to keep LA Third at the high level that Dr. Ronnie took it to. So give us about a minute and a half of your what you have to say about those things. Reverend Lisa, you there? Can't not hear you.
How can
you.
I get on?
I can hear you now. Keep talking. I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Blessings, Reverend Gerald,
yes.
And blessings to all of your guests, Glenda, Coco, Debbie, and, of course, our Dr. Ron. Our relationship, Reverend Gerald, is Dr. Ronnie found you and said that you would be a great complement to LA Third going forward. And what I love about you is you have the traditional teaching, and then you bridge with the metaphysical teaching, a deeper meaning and understanding of who and God are together. And so here we are in, what, another week or two, getting ready to experience 12 years. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
12 years of walking in this journey of unfolding the metaphysical, the deeper meaning of our relationship with God. You and I, one to another, the Spirit of God within us, that we can come in unity, peace, be successful, be abundantly blessed in all areas of life. And so I thank Dr. Ron, I thank God, I thank you, and I thank those that support us, that we continue on and we build a community of love and understanding of truth.
Thank you so much, Reverend Lisa. Thank you so much. And we'll be talking to you soon. We're going to continue. We're going to wrap up our conversation in the shower when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KVLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Another exciting event hosted by Malik Books, Saturday, June 24th at 2 p.m., Westfield Culver City Mall. Next up, the newly published author Aisha Harris, co-host and critic for the hit NPR podcast, Pop Culture Happy Hour. Hot off the press, wannabe reckonings with pop culture that shapes me by Aisha Harris. Join us for discussion and book signing, moderated by Erica Kendrick, Saturday, June 24th at 2 p.m., Malik Books at Westfield Culver City Mall. Wannabe is part memoir, part critical exercise, a blend of personal experiences growing up and consuming pop culture with a thoughtful examination of issues and conundrums audiences face every day. Interracial friendships, obsessive fandom, nostalgia, and intergenerational trauma. See you at the next book signing at Malik Books. That's MalikBooks.com again. MalikBooks.com.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk, KBLA Talk 1580.
Back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And as usual, we are getting short on time, and I got one other person I do want to talk to, but before I do that and before time ends, I said this was about relationships, so I cannot get off this mic today without talking about my relationship with my wife, Rosalyn. We are celebrating 20 years of wedding bliss next week, and Rosalyn, just want you to know I love you dearly, and we were talking when the show started about how certain things can happen in your life and it makes you do things that are positive for your life. And it was 9/11 when I heard them say that airplane from United Airlines crashed into a building. And my wife, was girlfriend at that time, was on a flight and I didn't know where she was. And I felt like, wow, what if that had been her? And that experience made me decide after 18, 19 years of being single that I was going to marry this woman, and we were celebrating 20 years next week on the 28th, and thank you for those blessed 20 years. So we only got a couple of minutes left, and I got to get to this gentleman. His name is Tom Nix, and when I entered into media, again, remember, this was a militant guy growing up, and my first client at the agency, one of my first clients I brought into the agency was Nix Check Cashing at You're Somebody Special, and he was a client of mine, and he remained a client and a friend for many years. Tom, we only have 2 minutes left. I'm sorry we don't have any more time. But just give us a quick blurb on how our relationship became so tight and how we value each other at this day and time.
Well, good morning, Gerald. Thank you. It's been a great program here this morning on Urban Family Focus. You really pull this together. And I'm pleased to be on your program. Well, you know, we met originally around 1985, I think it was. And you came in and we hit it off. And over the next almost 40 years, we've lived a life together and been tremendous friends. We had a lot in common. Both of us were believers in the science of mind philosophy. But in terms of business, you were critical in helping Nick's Check Cashing be a part of the community. You developed the Nick's Check Cashing, You're Somebody Special jingle, which was also our mission, along with our community outreach program, our food drive, our scholarship program, our summer youth work program.
Tom, you still there? I think
okay.
We lost you.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, okay, I got you. We're out of time, though, Tom, but I really appreciate you calling in and sharing that, and I'm going to have to revisit some of these conversations with everybody today, but I got to get moving because we want to thank everybody for being with us today on Urban Family Focus.